Welcome everybody to the School of Blue Collar Podcast. This is a mini episode where we cover the topic of this week's newsletter. This week in the newsletter, we covered several misconceptions about the industry. The misconceptions include there are no advancement opportunities, or it is hard or impossible to advance in the industry. These two statements are completely false, and we're going to talk about it. If you want to take a look at the article that I included in this week's newsletter online, be my guest, but I'm going to cover it a little bit in this podcast video. The article is written on why millennials are not interested in the trades. It talks about millennials believe there's hardly any advancement opportunities in the trades. Manual work, including apprenticeships and well-paid skilled craft professions, are seen pretty inaccurately by members of Generation Y, which are the millennials, and also Generation Z, which is actually my generation. Yes, I am that young. The reason that they view it so inaccurately is probably because they entered the world when it was undergoing a very big, fast transformation, and they have a completely new perspective. This is probably why most millennials and older Gen Zers have a completely different job and career aspiration than boomers or younger Gen Zers. Now, why do skilled jobs not interest the vast majority of independent millennials? As a generation, baby boomers were often heard speaking badly of themselves or others who worked in the trades. They felt as if people looked down upon them because they were doing what was considered dirty jobs. Now, children of baby boomers often heard dire warnings from their parents that they would become just like them if they didn't go to college or higher education. Now, I'm very curious how many of you actually heard your parent or somebody else's parent say this to their kids. You know, you're going to turn out just like me if you don't go to college and get a good job, get a degree. You know, some parents did in fact say this to their kids, and newsflash, some still do. Now, as a result, today's youth generally view careers in the trades as boring, poorly compensated, or completely pointless, right? They were the job for people who didn't or couldn't succeed in higher education, which is also completely false because most of the time it was because they chose not to go to college or they couldn't afford college. However, the widespread lack of competent workers in the United States is a direct result of these false beliefs and misconceptions. Now, let's touch on why the skilled trades and other blue-collar jobs should interest the younger generation emerging from high school or college. Now, most members of today's youth population are actually unfamiliar with the variety and importance of jobs in the trades. Generation Z, sorry, my generation, and the younger members of Gen Y, millennials, need to be informed of the truth, right? We need to tell them what is fact and not what is misconception. In other words, I believe that the time and money that people are spending on training for a specific trade or task, if it's in college, it could probably be better put to use in the workplace. Now, the key to this is you have the ability to make money while gaining the knowledge and experience necessary to become an expert, which is crucial if you want to advance quickly into management positions within the industry. I think that college isn't wrong, but I don't think it's for everybody. The younger generation also needs to be made aware of the advantages of pursuing a degree in construction if they do plan on attending college and want to attend college. There are plenty of avenues and benefits to that, and I'm not here to say that going to college is wrong, because hell, I went. And I think I'm here today because I did. But again, it's not for everybody, and there's different ways around it. Either way, I've made it clear there's plenty of advancement opportunities, college or not. It's no small matter that demand for qualified tradespeople is on the rise. This generation in North America can choose from millions of well-paying career openings. And due to the high demand for skilled labor, both in the office and on the job site, you'll see entry-level positions like operations managers, assistant project managers, various supervisor positions, operator positions, And the list can go on and on. Great entry-level jobs for people out of high school and great jobs for people out of college. Now, I had the opportunity to sit down with Brad Coleman about why there is this misconception that there's no advancement opportunities. The first question I asked Brad was, what do senior leaders in the industry want to see from emerging young professionals? His answer was simple. Two things, be curious and be hungry. He said being curious means approaching every conversation, coworker, and situation as if you have something to learn. Always be looking for how you can grow. He continued to say, being hungry is tricky. It means always having the drive to want to improve and to grow, but still having that balance to be humble and gain respect throughout the process. I believe if you were to take anything from this discussion, take this away. Young professionals should be curious and hungry. Whether they go to college or not, there are plenty of advancement opportunities in the trades. And senior leaders should be willing to mentor and transfer their knowledge to that younger generation so that they are better equipped. The amount of younger professionals is growing and it's not going to stop. Thank you guys so much for listening to this week's mini podcast. If you haven't hit like and subscribe or follow, depending on what platform you're watching this on, please do it now. Okay, I'll see you guys next time. Peace.